Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon. We can say afternoon, right? Yes, it's officially afternoon. Yes. I'm Michael Lauer here at Collaborate 2015 in beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort Casino. Ryan, what are your thoughts so far, man?
So far, so good. We have just been buzzing along here with some great interviews, some wonderful guests, and we've got a doubleheader coming up here in this segment now, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I'm really excited about this one. We have two lovely young ladies here from a little company you may know called AT&T. We have with us Renee Wells, Director of Product Marketing, and Meg Smith, Senior Manager, Strategic Partners and Channels. How are you ladies doing today?
We're doing great. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, we're doing good.
Good, good, good. So let's just dive right in here. Well, we'll not dive too far in. So let's just say, what do you guys think about the conference so far, and what is AT&T's big play here at this conference?
So we are really enjoying the conference this year. AT&T is here as part of managing and hosting applications for our customers. So believe it or not, we are a Fortune 11 company, but we do other things besides telecommunications and networking and phones.
People don't really realize that. It's not a known thing.
They don't. And this is something that we've been struggling with for quite a while. But we have actually been in the business of hosting and managing applications for 15 plus years. That we have been hosting and managing applications for our customers. We have over 50 Oracle EBS customers. We have JD Edwards customers. We have PeopleSoft customers.
Wow.
And our customers are staying with us in a managed applications hosting environment for 7+ years.
So software as a service is a big cloud play. Oracle talked about it at Open World. Everyone's kind of buzzing about it here still. Where does AT&T fit into that, and why are customers considering that as opposed to traditional software purchasing?
So customers are really considering SaaS environments, and one of the things we're talking about here is, you know, subscription as a service software.
Right.
Because it's an operating versus a capital expense discussion. And that is something that is a big buzz right now.
Yes, it is.
Of how to push that capital expense into more of an operating model. And software as a service is a big, you know, customers are being lured by that. And it's a way to reduce that capital upfront cost. But we're here to talk about maybe some of the challenges that they're having and maybe some of the options that the customers have, because there are other options besides subscription software.
Great. So Meg, maybe you can fill in some blanks for me here. I know Renee was just talking about some challenges customers are having. So maybe you can speak to that a little bit.
Sure. So we see a lot of challenges with SaaS in the marketplace right now. And integration is a large thing, because a lot of people have different SaaS providers.
Right.
So to integrate all
it's
the
a Franken SaaS.
I like that.
That was very cute. But one of the other things that we're hearing is the lack of control over the schedule of upgrades and releases.
That's a huge concern.
Yes. And, you know, SaaS is not customizable. And every company you talk to thinks that they're different because of X.
So how do customers approach this, Renee? Like, what's the way to say, okay, I want to move to a SaaS environment, but I have the challenges that Meg so clearly explained. Where do I start? Where do I go?
One of the first things is really communicating. One of the things that we're seeing with our customers are decisions are being made in a silo when it comes to subscription software.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we've had in particular one customer that we were talking to, the IT management, and they actually learned on the back end that the HR business had gone out and purchased software. And in that sense, you know, then at that point in time, the business is coming to the IT departments and saying, hey, I've got this new software, you know, new shiny car. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to get it working? And, you know, it takes the departments aback. So the first thing from an approach perspective is make sure that you're communicating across all of your businesses, and including IT. So, you know, many times the operating expense and the budgets are there, but the considerations are being forgotten on the back end. And you really need to also consider some of the investments that you've already made in these applications. So we, and especially Oracle, has some very strong perpetual enterprise applications, proven software solutions that do great jobs from a core perspective, either it's eBusiness or PeopleSoft or JD Edwards. And so maybe instead of just, you know, jumping and diving into subscription software, maybe even a hybrid approach is the right way to go.
Well, you had a good point there, Renee. Not all applications play nice, right? And sometimes the right hand doesn't talk to the left, and departments are doing their own kind of thing, and there's no real synergy, right? No direction. Meg, how can you address these integration issues with these different applications?
Well, we're seeing this new trend, and it's a very interesting word. It might be new to you. It's called decloud.
I have not heard decloud. That sounds kind of ominous.
It kind of reminds me of Bewitched, though.
A little bit, yeah.
But we had so many customers that jumped to the cloud because they were just lured by a fast deployment, and they didn't really...
It's a shiny object.
Exactly.
Shiny new car, right?
Yeah, it is exactly what it is. Yeah.
Right, and they didn't really think it through. And the costs presented at the beginning aren't typically the cost of at the end. So we actually had a similar experience at AT&T, where back in like 2000, 2001, we had what was called a shared pod. We had a bunch of customers on it.
A bunch of PeopleSoft customers.
PeopleSoft,
yeah.
And so it was a SaaS-like environment. But when their contracts were over, they truly wanted to be separate because they wanted what they wanted on their own time schedule.
Yeah. It's human nature to choose when you have that option to do so. So, yeah. Yep.
So why AT&T? Well, back to that question, right? I mean, why is that the reason... Why?
Because it can have best both worlds. It can have SaaS software hosted at AT&T, which is a known provider. We've been around for 15 years. Not like a lot of the cloud providers you talk about. They've been around 2-3 years. What's Oracle into it? 3 years, maybe?
Right.
Right? So you could either bring your licenses to us, or we work with Oracle and give you a SaaS software. But that way you have a known provider, and you got two big names behind you. You got Oracle and AT&T.
It's a lot of security.
It is.
It is. It's a lot of security. It's addressing integration solutions. Yeah.
Well, because cloud in itself is a pretty, excuse the pun, nebulous idea, right? I mean, it's not it's not very concrete, right? So it helps to have two big hitters behind it, right?
Well, that's a very good point, because if you ask people what the cloud is, it means something different to every person.
It does. And so that's a conversation you need to have up front. I'm sure AT&T does a great job of that, too. It's like, what do you expect, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So any last things that you would each like to leave anyone listening about, you know, why what they might be considering a SaaS solution, what you would like to leave them with thoughts that they could kind of go out and do some research on their own for?
Yeah, so first, stop and think. Stay with a known and proven provider. I know that, like we mentioned, AT&T and Oracle have been in this business for a very long time. They have proven solutions. So stop and think before you go out and buy that shiny new car. What were we saying early? New and shiny objects can sometimes have sharp edges.
Yes.
Right? And buyer beware. I mean, stick with a proven platform and a trusted provider like AT&T. And we'd love for customers as well as our partners to come see us over at the AT&T booth at booth 1430, which is actually right down here from right down this lane right here.
Booth 1430.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure people know 1430. Well, it's been a pleasure having you ladies on.
Thank you.
Go and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thanks. We will.
I'm Michael Lauer here for the rest of the Business Radio X family and my co-host Ryan McPherson. We will see you guys in a little bit at Collaborate 2015.